I was involved in curriculum development with the History Teachers Association and with mostly with the History Teachers Association, I suppose. And I did some work with kids. And one of the, out of this came the idea of it was an age of kits as such, a kit being a big box or a big plastic bag filled with goodies, including film strip and a teaching notes and so on lots of different subjects. And I was silly enough to apply, put my name to an application, put an application in to get money from the school, the Commonwealth Schools Development Organisation, to do a kit on homosexuality, so that in fact teachers who are looking at who needed to talk about this would in fact have some good, genuine
material.
I'm trying to think of how best to describe it. Have a collection of different things that they could talk about, and a list of books that they could tell kids to. And we were looking in particular at teachers who were counsellors and personal development courses, which used to be run in those days. It hit the fan because it was written up in one of the gay papers. Fred Nile in those days used to go through the gay papers with his group of supporters, and whenever they found anything, he would. And so, before I knew what had happened, my name was being announced with Ed Ashmore's and somebody else, I think, in the state parliament.
So, were you in the news at that point?
Well, yes, unfortunately, yes, very, very, very sadly, and much to my embarrassment.
Now that, is that the point at which John Laws and
yes,
others
and then, oh yes, yes, yes,
talking
yes,
about
yes,
you on the radio and
yes, 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 and we discussed with legal counsel whether we should take action against him and so on, and also Fred Nile, and I mean it was enough just to say that you were gay was a terrible insult. It caused great problems with my. At my school, which I was at Canterbury Boys High School at that time, the staff very much divided over the fact that they liked Jeff and he was a good teacher and he was working hard and so on. He was involved in all sorts of activities, extracurricular activities and so on. And also that he had a terrible secret that had become public and that nobody wanted to know about, and it would probably be best if he wasn't there.
How did students respond? Did they start playing it?
Oh, yes, 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 yes. And very offensively too, but no more offensive than Fred Nile and his mates. But, that's one of the things that happened.
It sounds like it was quite tough.
Well, yeah, but then what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
I heard that one of the politicians accused the gay teachers group of defrauding the Commonwealth. So they portrayed it as pretty bad, didn't they?
They did indeed, yes, indeed, and that certainly didn't happen. However, the kit was never produced, I must admit. The money was spent, but it was never produced. And that was the problem, because there was nothing at the end of the thing.
All the drama.
And why, after all this drama, nothing was finally put together. We had a whole heap of stuff. We had boxes and boxes and boxes of stuff of, but in the end, if nobody was going to trial it and if no one was going to use it, then what was the purpose of doing all this stuff?
Yeah.
And so the money was spent, certainly it was spent as we said it would be. Nobody made any money out of it, just a lot of angst and drama, and it didn't ever happen.
Do you regret that it happened at all?
Haha, that's a hard question. I suppose I do, yes, indeed. My life would have been much, much easier. On the other hand, I'm grateful in a sense that as far as I was concerned, there was no problem that, I was a gay man and other people would have to like it.
Yeah.
Like it or lump it. And it divided people very much. I sort of lost quite a few friends as a result of that.
Straight friends rather than gay friends,
yeah, straight friends. Opposed to gay friends, but also gay friends were very, very, very upset about it, the fact that it happened at all.
Because some of them just want to stay in the closet,
they
I suppose,
and keep it quiet. They want to stay in the closet forever, yes indeed.